Hello, I'm Jordan Chapman from the KBJ News, and I'm here with
Katie Clavo
and
Bethany Irway.
And today we are going to be talking about how African Americans have become more respected now than they were in the past, as well as how respect has changed in general. For example, in the present day, African Americans are very respected. One thing that the world celebrates is an event called Black History Month, just to remind everyone of the important people and events in the history of African diaspora. A state museum in Albany, New York, displays a poster exhibit in respect of Black History Month, and it shares the national story of the struggle for Black equality after the end of slavery and through the Jim Crow era. Through this, you can see now through many events how much the respect toward African Americans has changed throughout the years. Black History Month is one of the big events that you see it from in celebrating events that happened in the past. It's something that would not be thought of in the 1930s. Also, in the book To Kill a Mockingbird, as a trial was approaching, Tom Robinson was kept in the local county prison. One night before the trial, a group of men went to the jail with intentions of killing him. Atticus was there to stop them, but the men still said many disrespectful things towards Tom, showing that African Americans were not very respected during that time era. Finally, people now do not really think of anyone as different. Most people just think of everyone as equals that should all be treated the same. A problem that used to happen but now never happens in school is racial segregation. You do not see any separation of colored kids, or in public places there are no separate bathrooms. Everyone now is treated equally. Katie, would you like to add on any information that you have?
I would love to. First, I'd like to start off with an example that I found. The new American president has been elected. Barack Obama gets the honor of not only being the president of a superpower, but for being the first African American to have won that position. If we look at Obama's winning in the racial context, then definitely the win is remarkable, and thus much hyped. The history of America traces the now respected African Americans as being degraded and referred to as blacks and Negroes, as slaves with limited rights inherently inferior to whites. A man rising up from a closet a few years back was not even allowed to vote has brought a new chapter of the history of America. Some points that this shows is that African Americans all around the world are now being respected and treated as people instead of property. They now work in the same jobs and attend the same schools as whites, and they're actually friends with each other. We can see the kids of all different races on sports teams supporting each other and having a good time. They're getting the same treatment as whites. America's respect for African Americans has definitely changed over the past few decades. Adding on to that, during the time of the Tom Robinson trial, in the book To Kill a Mockingbird, Macomb was very divided. Due to Tom Robinson's race, no one supported or defended him except for Atticus. Throughout the whole trial, Atticus never lost his respect for Tom Robinson and was then respected by all the African Americans within the town because of the respect he gave them. Lastly, going off of what Jordan said, everyone for the most part is now treated equally. The statement says to itself that a few years back wasn't even allowed to vote, but we can see that from Obama being elected as our president, things have definitely changed instead of just one person supporting and respecting African Americans. Obama had a whole country supporting and respecting him. Bethany, do you want to share any opinions that you have?
Sure. Like Katie said, respect towards the black population has changed. Yet at the same time, respect in general has plummeted. Younger people do not give respect to their elders. They just walk all over them. Comparing To Kill a Mockingbird to now, it's crazy to see the change in how kids respect adults. Also in To Kill a Mockingbird, whenever Scout and Jem are told to do something, they do what their father or Cal tells them to do. They respect them. Jem follows his orders and listens to his father because Atticus demands respect. Well, in today's world, adults who demand respect are seen as cruel and bossy when they only have your best interests in mind. Finally, I believe that respect will one day be a thing of the past, because this generation has been taught not to give respect to others, whether it be their elders or their peers. We are all guilty of not giving respect when demanded of us. The respect towards blacks has changed for the better, but respect towards everyone else on a daily basis has disappeared.
Those are great points, Bethany. Katie, do you want to wrap it up for us?
Throughout this segment over respect, we have each talked about how drastically African Americans have become more respected than they were in the past, as well as how respect has changed in general. From celebrating Black History Month to having an African American as our country's president, you can see three real-world examples on how respect has evolved. Thanks for tuning in to the KBJ News, and until next time, I'm Katie.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Bethany.
Thanks for listening.